Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Oh, ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
Day to ya. It is Brock and Marcy. Welcome to the podcast. Is that like a British thing? Good day, sir. Good day, madam. I'm just trying to figure out how to say welcome to the show and not good morning every time that we do this.
Although it is always morning for us.
True. But anybody listening, it could be in the middle of the night. You just don't know. So
that's true. Although that's the way it was before, too.
Yep. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Start off the show giving a big shout out to the guys at Midas. Midas in Bentonville over by the Walmart. So I had to take the Jeep in there last week. Ashton's like, you know what? I feel like we got this Jeep Wrangler. We talked about it on the last show.
Yeah.
And she said, I feel like it is leaning to the right. We need to get it aligned. So I'm like, okay, there's no problem. Pretty cheap thing to do. It was like $60. Took it to Midas, and they got it aligned for me. And it was all good. Everything was good. Then we went to go out to eat Saturday night. And I start driving. I'm like, when I stop at a stop sign, I'm like, what is going on here?
Uh-oh.
Like, it feels like, does your car have the new braking system to where when you let go, it brakes for you?
Maybe?
Well, the new Jeeps have that, and it's weird to get used to. You really don't have to push on the brake because it will brake for you. Well, this was doing it as well, but this is a 2014. It does not have that technology. I'm like, what is going on? So we go to get on the highway, and we get on the highway, and I push on the gas, and it starts shaking. I'm like, oh, what the heck? Did we get a lemon? Oh, my Lord. So we go back. The anti-lock brake system light came on. Do some research. Apparently, our anti-lock brakes are breaking up. So I'm like, well, maybe this was something that they tripped when they were doing the alignment, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Possibly. So we have to wait until Monday. I take it in Monday morning. And they check and he's like, yeah, we didn't like that. We don't touch your anti-lock brakes. They did some tests on it and a couple of things had gone out, like in the braking system.
Oh, no.
And he's like, yeah, you usually don't see this. And I said, well, I have extended warranties, so let's get on the phone and figure out what they'll cover and stuff. Because not only did it lock up and break it, whatever that piece was, it ruined all my brake pads and my rotors.
What?
Because it locked all the wheels up to where it made it harder to drive, and so it was just scraping against it. So I had to get all those replaced. So they finally figured it out. They're like, we don't usually work with extended warranties, and after we got done, there's a reason for that because hassle. But my main man Rick is the front guy there, and he I've known him for a long time through McDonald County. He used to be the police officer in Southwest City, where I grew up, but he's the front guy. So it took him a couple days to do it, but they got it all fixed. It's like a brand new braking system on that car. Paid for,
all
thank
covered.
God, by extended warranty.
Thank goodness. Did you say anything to the person you bought it from by chance?
Yeah, I said, you're lucky that you didn't have to use your extended warranty because it sucked. So I say they covered everything. They don't cover brake pads and rotors. because that's termed normal everyday use and wear.
Oh.
And so I'm on the phone with the lady. I said, these were in great condition before this happened. Like, this wouldn't have happened had this other thing not happened, this malfunction. It's like, I'm sorry, we don't cover that. I'm like, okay. So I had to pay for that. Now it wasn't super cheap, yeah. But, you know, I would have had to replace it eventually anyway. Right. Now it's all good. We're all right. Great. And it drives amazing. We took off the doors. Josh put in, and I sent you a video, new lights that change color on the front of the Jeep. And then
it looks really cool.
We took off the top, we took off the doors, and we've just been riding around. We took it to my chiropractor yesterday in Gravette. We drove down that highway going 65 and got my back popped, and it was great. It was I looked over at Ashton, I'm like, is this everything you dreamed of? Because this is her dream car, a Jeep is.
Right.
And she goes, she just shook her head and smiled as the wind is blowing her hair into her face. So she loves it.
Aww.
But I will say, people told me, they were like, you know what? They call them MPs or something like that. Like, what's MP? They're like, money pit. I'm like, why do they call them that? Because you'll constantly want to upgrade and add things and do all that. And they're right. I've added so many things to it already.
That's, yeah.
But it's fun.
But it's for fun. Yeah, some of that is just fun stuff.
Yeah, but it's a good, it is a fun little car. Brimley loves it. We took it to get TCBY on, what night was that? Tuesday night. And we went across the street and parked over by the amp and listened to the Lindsey Stirling show for about 20 minutes.
Spend too much money on the Jeep. You couldn't actually buy a ticket.
Well, I forgot the show was even happening. We heard the music, and I'm like, let's go over there and see what's up. And she had just started. And, I mean, she plays violin and dances around. It was, okay, I'm good.
She's good, though.
No, she's good. But you could see her on the big screen. I'm like, she's dressed like a pilgrim or, like, what's that show on Hulu? Those girls.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's dressed like one of them.
And Ash is really? Like,
well, that's the style right now. But she was dancing around doing her violin playing, which sounded amazing, but I didn't need a ticket to that.
She needs a Sia type setup where she just does the music and then someone else dances around.
Right. Well, it's impressive to see her dance and play at the same time. That's not that can't be easy. You know? So yeah, we're Jeep family now. We're Jeeping it up. And I don't know what comes after that, but
no, that is definitely a family. So you like, there's a family of Jeep owners. So every time you pass a Jeep, you have to wave.
Okay, yes. So that's the thing. You give like the two finger. There's all these different waves that you can do that mean something Jeep wise. So I've been waving at every Jeep. Yesterday, none of them waved back. And I kept looking over at Ashton, and she just started laughing. I'm like, they told me I had to wave or I'm rude.
Yeah.
So I'm waving at every Jeep. I'm even sticking my hand out the door because there is no door and giving the old side wave like motorcyclists do sometimes. And it still is not working. Like, I don't know what do I got to what. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's just me. Like we made eye contact and they still didn't wave.
Oh, funny.
Maybe they didn't get the memo about the Jeeps.
That's probably it.
Yeah. But Brimley is in love with it. She really
good.
Does. But it drives great. It's a fun car. You know, we have the doors off and I had to buy side mirrors to go where the doors are so I can see out the side. They don't come with those. And when you take the doors off, your side mirrors are gone. I think with the new Broncos, when you take the doors off, the mirrors are mounted to the actual frame of the car. So, which is probably a little bit cooler. You don't have to worry about extra mirrors or anything, but that's been the weirdest thing, driving down the highway and looking in my side view mirrors and they're not there. So my mirrors come in today. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. That's interesting. I wonder what everyone else has ever done in the past.
Probably just what I did. I mean, Amazon's your friend when it comes to accessories for a Jeep. And I just been loading up.
I know. What about before Amazon? I bet that was a pain in the butt to order parts like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Finding them and, you know, getting the best price. Now with all this competition, it's a lot cheaper to buy. Like You can buy these shades that go over the top when you take the top off. And yeah. They just bungee over. Well, I bought one for the front and one for the back. Well, the number one selling one is $99. Sold like, you know, 2,000 or 3,000, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, since, you know, I've dealt with Amazon, you can go to these same country, the same factories, buy the same product, just put your brand on it. So this other company had the same one and it was $80, 20 bucks cheaper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the same exact, and I compared the two. I'm like, yep, this is exact same.
Same.
Which a lot of the time it is what I found out when I did Amazon. You buy the product and just put it in your own box, your own brand, and you're selling the exact same thing as a lot of people. You're just trying to sell it better.
They're called knockoffs, and Walmart's getting in trouble for a lot of those lately.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So what have you been up to this last week?
It's been busy. We went for the first time to that big slide in Missouri that I know you've been to.
Oh, that's, I was going to have a whole conversation about that. Let's do that right now. When did you go?
We went on Monday.
So did we.
What?
What time?
We were there right as they opened.
Oh, we got there at like 3.
Okay.
That's so funny. How long did you stay?
Well, we only bought an hour to start with, and by the end of that hour, all of our boys were totally spent.
Okay, so with the buying of the hours, so, okay, here's the backstory. So I went online to their page to look for something and found out they're selling the place. Like, it's for sale. Oh,
really?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
And I went to look into why they're selling it and how much they're selling it for.
Yeah.
Because, you know, possibly it could be a...
Because you're always looking for something new to take on.
And so, you know, I look and I go up, you know, when we were there and I pay and I realize this hour thing, they have no way of tracking whether you've been there an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah.
They don't give you bands, nothing. So they're losing so much money by just doing the honor system, which, you know, the people, they don't care. Except for you, you know? So you could pay for 1 hour and be there all day. And they're not going to care. They're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm trying to rack the numbers in my head. I wonder. And then I hit up my friend Clay, who's been on the show with us. And he's the business guy. He's bought businesses. He's owned businesses. I said, hey, here's this guy's number. Call him and find out about this place. Maybe it's something you and I could do together, right? We're always looking for something we could possibly buy and either resell or run, something that would be fun. Yeah. So he looked into it. Within 5 minutes, he sent me an IRS thing that this guy has that's selling it has back taxes that he had fraudulent for the last 5 years.
Oh, no.
His reportings and his actual income, because, you know, they do everything in cash there.
Yeah.
It's all cash, no check, no credit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And so he's supposed to call the guy and figure out, you know, what the guy is asking for it. They've ran it since the 80s and they live in the house next door, apparently. So
I can't believe that they haven't been shut down like until things have been fixed.
Right. I don't know. But I would, you know, there's a lot of changes I would make. First off, giving bands like they do at Defy. So you call out, hey, all the green bands, your time is up.
Right.
And when you first come in there, you have to sign a waiver, like at Defy. So if you get hurt, we're not, liable. You know?
Yeah. There was a lot of things wrong when we went, because that was my first time. It was fun. It was cool. But
did you go down the slide?
No, heck no. Of course.
Yeah, I didn't either. Brimley was mad that I didn't go, but I hurt my back. And
who'd she go with then?
She went with me, but she went down by herself.
Oh.
It was just the two of us. And she went up and down about 20 times. So.
Wow, yeah. No, I mean, it just seemed like one of those things. I assume when I signed my child's name on that paper, I was signing away the right
to
sue.
On the notebook paper?
Yeah, yeah, whatever
that
was.
But it had nothing on it?
No,
except
that's not what we said.
No, you know, it just had the time you got there.
That's not what we signed though. Ours looked like a printed out paper.
No, mine wasn't. Yeah.
With lines. Nope. But anyways, yeah. It was fun. It's we stayed an hour and that's all I really wanted to stay. It was enough to wear them out.
And you didn't come by the house.
I was with about 10 boys.
Another thing I would add, I lost my train of thought, music. They didn't have music playing.
Oh, yeah.
At all. And that would be something super simple.
Yeah.
And they don't have Wi-Fi.
Did they have concessions?
Yes, they had concessions. They do snow cones, hot dogs, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Because all I heard about when I went with this group that's been there several times is about the gas station way down the street that has the giant ice cream cones.
Yeah.
So, like, they should know people are leaving to go get these things. They should just be serving it.
Well, they serve a bunch of stuff there, but that ice cream place is, that's a staple in Garfield.
So we went there, and it's part of a gas station, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we must have waited 35 minutes at least for a hamburger, and they were out of ice cream.
It was no!
A dirty place.
No
yeah,
way.
So bad.
Of course it is. It's a gas station in Garfield.
So bad. Like, I'm like, wait, because I tried to order a cheeseburger for Drew, and they're like, just so you know, it's going to be about a 25 to 30 minute wait. And I'm like, you're a gas station. That should be like ready to go and stick it in the microwave or something.
We didn't realize this was going to be homemade. It makes it a little better, but we didn't want to spend this much time.
Yeah. So anyways, it was fun though.
Yeah, it was a hot day. It's been a hot week. Here are some things to eat and drink to recover on a hot day.
Okay.
Let's see. Cucumbers, they're 95% water and one of the most hydrating veggies out there. So cucumbers, let's see. Bananas. Eat one of those. It can help with muscle cramps, even though it doesn't have that much potassium in it.
Yeah.
Like, you need to eat so many of them to get your full potassium for the day, and it's almost impossible. Spinach, it's a great source of potassium as well. Chocolate milk, really? One study finds it performed as well as Gatorade and almost twice as well as any other sports recovery drink. Huh. Coconut water hydrates you and has electrolytes and potassium. Watermelon is 92% water, high in electrolytes and antioxidants. And finally, protein helps repair muscles, especially after vigorous activities like hiking and swimming. So,
oh, nice. Okay.
That can help you recover on a hot day. So what do you think is better, Marcy? A 30-minute workout or 10,000 steps a day?
I guess it depends on what that workout consists of.
Yep, this doctor recommends a mix of both to his patients because one isn't really better than the other. They're important for different reasons. Tracking your daily steps helps motivate you to get up and move and lets you know that you're being too sedentary when you're being too sedentary. Mm-hmm. But you also need blood-pumping activities that raise your heart rate and are believed to help with heart disease. So both are good. It just depends on basically what you want your results to be. You know?
Right. I mean, it's kind of tailored to each person. Depends on your goals, your body, all that stuff.
I try to get 10,000 a day in steps, but I'm also doing strength training. Sometimes I'll do the bike. You know, I'm trying to add in not just one, but like this guy says, a multitude. How's the workout been going for you?
Good. Actually, Will traveled for the first time this week since COVID hit.
Really?
Traveled for work. Yeah. So I had to skip a few days, but I went this morning, got back to it. And yeah, I mean, I don't miss unless something comes up that's out of my control. And I always do my lifting and my cardio. So it's going good.
Yeah, same here. I missed some of last week because I had Brim and we were doing things. We went to Silver Dollar City and whatnot. And I hurt my back and I don't know how I hurt my back.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, so I'm not doing leg workouts. It's all upper body stuff and modified for some because I don't want to re-injure it and continue to be hurting. But been going to the chiropractor. He's like, man, you're so stiff. You're so like pent up. I'm like, I don't know what I did, but it does not feel good at all.
So did he like massage it out of you or whatever he does?
Yeah, he did his massage thing and then he cracked it. And the first time I went and he popped it real deep. And he's like, there it is. I'm like, yeah, yep, that was it. All right. So your husband traveled. Mm-hmm. You said husband. I'm married now. I have some marriage advice that I learned on TikTok.
Okay.
So Ask yourself the first date question. The marriage and relationship expert at Couple Success suggests this little gem to gauge the state of your union. At the end of your day together, ask yourself what they call the first date question. Here's the question. If today was our first date, would I be invited back on a second date?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw this.
The answer is yes. It was a good day. If it's no, then you need to check your behavior for next time. Flip the script to avoid the where are you going to eat. So instead of asking you, hey, where do you want to go to eat? He could say, hey, guess where I'm taking you? And the first place your partner says is the place you go eat. Guess where we're going to eat? The Garfield gas station.
Yep. The problem is that you have to like it too.
That's
so
true.
You're going to have to either deal with it or, yeah.
Like Brimley, I'll ask her that question. She's always going to say mojitos and I'm going to say, nope, not into it right now. We just had Mexican last night or I'm over it right now. Not that I don't like mojitos. I love it. It's just, I don't like going to the same restaurant over and over again.
Right. Ugh.
Take time to process your response in a fight. Instead of just, you know, yelling out what you're thinking in the moment, just say, I'm very upset about this right now, so I need time to process. Think about it. Your anger will go down, and then you can have an adult conversation, you know? People say the worst stuff when they're in the wrong headspace, and then they're like,
right,
crap, I should not have said that. And finally, be intentional about daily romance. Just gestures from... this person offers writing new ways to show love to the other person. They cut up the list and stick the slips of paper in a jar every morning. Each partner pulls out one and does that thing, whatever it is.
Okay.
I bought Ashton flowers the other day. She got home. We had made her dinner. Brimley and I made her dinner. And we all had dinner.
For what occasion? For fun?
Well, so I bought her flowers. Well, the dinner was, we had to eat. But I got her flowers and she's like, oh, these are pretty. What are they for? I go, it's our 1 month anniversary.
Oh,
and she's
wow.
like, what? I'm like, you didn't even remember? I didn't have to buy these. Dang it. Dang it. No, but she loved
them. I can't believe it's been a month.
I know, right? It's going
wow.
fast.
Wow. No kidding. Dang. Well, good memory. Good
Speaking
job.
Of weddings, a wedding guest, this is funny. This was on Reddit. This person writes, am I the a-hole section? She writes that she wore a white maxi dress for the occasion, which was the wedding, because it brings out my skin glow and makes me feel comfortable and confident. And she insists it had nothing to do with the fact that her cousin is, wait for it, blind.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
She wore a white dress to her cousin's wedding who is blind.
That does not make it okay.
In her post, she writes, I really thought no one would even notice I was wearing white. And while the bride didn't see it, the other guests sure did. The mother of the bride, who's her aunt, kept giving her dirty looks and pulled her aside to berate her for wearing white.
Oh my gosh.
In a lengthy lecture, her aunt said she brought negative energy and disturbed the celebration by having guests notice and suggest she pulled this stunt because of jealousy that her blind cousin got married before she did.
That's funny.
Her boyfriend told her to apologize to her cousin, but she didn't feel like she needs to, and even complained about her aunt trying to dictate what she wears. Well, here's the deal. There's a general rule. You don't wear white to a wedding. That's just a rule.
Yeah.
Whether they're blind or not, not everybody is blind at that wedding. It's not a blind wedding. So
I don't know many people that even like to wear white. So it's like you have to go out of your way to do that.
Besides Kelly on The Office, you don't wear white to a wedding, you know?
Right.
Ashton is in the building. Uh-oh, she's making her presence known. She's going to put on her headphones and sit down, I guess. She's just making herself at home. Hold on. Go ahead.
My presence is always known.
Okay. All right. We're just talking about wearing white to a wedding.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that.
Thank you for that commentary.
Oh, yeah, you can't do
it. What brought us in that conversation was the fact that we've been married a month already.
It's true.
That's nuts.
One great month.
It is crazy that it's been a month. Yeah.
And we were talking about your Jeep earlier.
Yeah, I love my Jeep.
Tell us about your experience with your Jeep so far.
It's been great.
Yeah?
It feels like when you have the doors and the top off, it feels like you're on a boat. And I love that feeling.
Oh, that's cool.
I dare you to jump out while it's going. There will be no soft or hard landing. Yeah.
So, Ashton, have you named it yet?
I have named it.
Oh.
What did you name it? Because I don't even know about
this. You're not going to like the name. That's why I haven't told you.
Go for it.
Oh, uh-oh.
Her name is Doris.
What is she, some old lady?
Doris
Day.
Oh, my Lord.
That's adorable.
She looks like a Doris.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Oh, my God.
See, this is exactly why I did not tell
My brother
you.
Sent me a video yesterday from TikTok of why women back in the 40s, 50s, 60s look so much older at a certain age than women nowadays do. So a lady stitched it together and she's like, I looked into this, and she pulled up a picture. She said, see this picture right here? All these ladies are 45 years old and they looked all different. Some looked younger, some looked way older. So she said, what you can see is one common thread. They all have the same type of hairdo and their makeup is dark and thick. So she goes, I have an idea. When she pops back on screen, she had the same hairdo, same makeup, and she looked about 20 years older. So it puts that debate to rest. Women looked older back in the day because the way they did their hair with the poof and all that, and their makeup was just too dark.
It was the style.
Yeah, but it made them look way older. So when you look at these pictures, you're like, man, that's that lady 60 or 70? No, she was in her 30s. You're like, what?
Wow.
It's just the way they did their makeup and hair. Interesting, huh?
They also didn't have Botox.
Well, but even so, you can make yourself look young. Like RuPaul. He looks the exact same as he did in the 90s when he was huge. You remember when he first came out, Marcy? RuPaul?
Yeah.
That song, You Better Work.
Yeah.
He was on MTV all the time. Well, now looks exactly the same because of all the makeup.
And Botox.
Yeah, but he looks literally no older. I'm just saying, whatever. Shush. Speaking of weddings, this is a feel-good story. A paralyzed man got down on one knee to propose to his fiance by wearing a high-tech suit. So he proposed, put on this suit, and it let him get down on one knee and then stand up and everything. Pretty cool, huh?
That's cool, yeah.
He's paralyzed and can't walk. Yeah, he was in an accident 7 years ago and has been in a wheelchair ever since. So his therapist helped him use an exoskeleton suit made up of motorized leg braces to do it. So
he must really love her.
I guess. So dating has been pretty cool over the last 2 weeks, apparently. On Tinder, that is. A viral TikTok video of a man sharing that he paid for Tinder Plus so he can change his location to swipe in the Olympic Village and date an Olympian has inspired others to do the same. So I guess, I've never used Tinder, you can pay for Tinder Plus and change your location to see who's in that area. Mm-hmm. And he set it to the Olympic Village where all the Olympians are. And he's been swiping right on all these Olympians so he can possibly date one.
That's smart, actually. Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah. Get you an Olympic person.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
So what do we think about the Olympics? Have you been watching the Olympics at all?
Nope.
Ashton?
No.
No, we haven't been. We did
but
watch.
I get the alerts.
Right, like so Simone Biles.
Yes.
She bowed out, but thank goodness that an American won the all-around gymnastic medal last night or today.
Well, she said she didn't want to cost them a medal.
No, that was for the group. Yeah. This was for the individual, but the United States didn't win first. Like the personal all-around.
Yeah.
So that's good. Suni Lee or something like that. We did watch on Peacock. There's a new show for the Olympics that's hosted, like a highlight show hosted by Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. And it's hilarious.
Okay, on what, where is it at?
It's on Peacock Network, so they cuss a lot, and they make fun of things. It's really funny, right, babe?
I told Brock last night, this is the way we're going to watch the Olympics this year.
Just through the eyes of Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. Yeah. It's really funny, but
I like it.
Yeah, we really haven't watched it at all, which is surprising, you know?
I don't know why, but I'm not into it very much. We went, so last weekend was opening ceremonies and we were at the neighbor's house and that was kind of cool seeing performances and all that. But I don't know. I've just been content getting my updates and like reading the headlines and stuff.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen last year. So do we care this year? It's like, yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't Wallace Spearman training for the
Olympics? He was, but I guess he didn't make it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Whoops. Sorry, Wallace.
I'm sure he doesn't listen to this, but even if he did, I saw him not too long ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question for you. This is a social dilemma is what I'm calling it. So ladies, you can help me out. Here is the question. This is from Mackenzie. She says, my husband and I are trying to break our pandemic habit of ordering takeout several times a week and have been trying to cook healthy meals at home. He's taking on more of the cooking to help out, but he's not that great in the kitchen. His heart is in the right place, but I'm not sure how many more of his meals I can eat. I don't know if I should tell him or just hope he gets better at it. What do you think? Girls?
Gotta tell him.
Yeah.
But there's a way to get that point across without hurting anybody's feelings.
How do you do that?
You can offer to cook with him.
Okay.
Like, I love spending time with you. Let's cook together.
Wait a second. Is that why you tell me that?
No, I always make you cook with me when I'm making something.
That's true.
When you're cooking, I let you do your thing.
So what do you think? What would you do, Marcy? How would you tell him?
So I would probably, like anything, when you give like critical news, you start with the compliment of some sort.
Okay.
Like
what?
This is like one of my favorite dishes that you make, but it's like maybe a little too heavy on the garlic for me.
And to just don't make this ever again. This sucks. Yeah. Good thing I'm a master chef and so is Will. So Will's a really good chef.
He's really good. Yes. I'm spoiled.
Have you already started with your back to school shopping?
No. I plenty to do it next week.
So I guess Brimley's already got all her stuff. She got a Harry Potter backpack. We found her the other day at Target. We were at Target and she's like, oh, Dad, they got more of these in stock. A Harry Potter lunchbox. So I got it for her. They had one left.
Okay.
So apparently there are some ways to save on back to school shopping. So
okay,
this one's obvious. Reuse and recycle. Give those backpacks and lunchboxes a good wash and start using them. Through, just use them again. You don't have to invest in new every year. Invest in gear that's built to last. So it may cost you a little bit more up front, but it will last. Like the L.L. Bean backpacks, they last. They cost more, but they don't have to be replaced. Put off some clothes shopping for now. Your kids don't need new clothes a lot of the time. Just continue wearing the stuff that they have been wearing. Focus your time and effort on big ticket items. Don't waste your energy and time running to three stores to save 50 cents on notebooks. Instead, focus on saving money on things like computers and calculators. The other stuff doesn't matter. Skip the disposables. Okay. Ditch the plastic baggies and spring for reusable lunch containers that you don't have to replenish. Plus, they're better for the planet. Buy plain and DIY. Get plain white binders and simple folders and let your kids get creative and personalize them themselves. And finally, let your kids cover their own wish lists. You cover the basics, but that locker room or that locker disco ball, your kid can save the money and buy it themselves.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that.
You don't have to buy everything. Does your son get a locker this year, Ashton? Do you know?
I have no idea.
You should know this, Mom.
I know.
I got my first locker when I was in sixth grade.
Wait, I thought, like, even if there are lockers, they did away with them last year, right? Because of the pandemic?
Yeah, that's why
I don't know.
Like, they weren't. Yeah, I feel like they're not, like, with the way things are going, that could happen again.
Why do we need lockers anyway?
You don't have to lug everything?
To prevent back problems.
Okay. Why do we have books, textbooks, when it can all be on the computer? Think about that one, ladies.
I think most of their stuff is all on the computer.
What about the, what I just said?
Like, they bring their laptops home now.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll
find
out.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, it's been a while since I've been a kid. So, All right, ladies, answer me this. Ashton's in the office here. Women won't date a guy if they ask these three questions. So think back to when you were dating. Here are the questions. What are you doing? That's one question, which she replies, not you. The next question, what do you do for fun? Which she replies, work and sleep, ignoring any other messages after that. This is, I guess they're texting. And any question is even remotely sexual, she says it's just gross and things end right there. This is this girl on TikTok. So the three questions are, what are you doing? What do you do for fun? And then any question that is sexually related. Do we agree?
No. Wait, say the question again.
The first question, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're looking to date her. Okay. Hey, what are you doing? The next one, what do you do for fun? And then anything that's sexual, like what size bra do you wear?
Oh, geez.
Hey, how's that butt hanging today?
Those are lame questions, but I feel like I would still be single if those were all determining factors.
One girl said, what do you do for fun? The question, what do you do for fun? She says, that question is so played out. I cannot stand it. Meanwhile, another girl had her own hated question, noting she loathed being asked, hey, what are your favorite things? So, but not everyone agrees.
Yeah. How do you answer that? How would you guys answer that? What do you do for fun? Do you even have time for fun?
What do I do for fun?
Spend time with your daughter.
Go to church.
Work out.
Read the Bible. No. I'd be super Christian at that point. Pray for my fellow neighbors.
I would have said no then.
I say volunteer. No, thanks. Volunteer. I go door to door and teach Jesus to people.
Teach Jesus.
I clean toilets in public places. Not because I'm for a charity. I just, that's something that really gets me going. That's gross. I don't even know why I said that. That's so gross. So I have I just got a message from this guy that he works for the U.S. Gold Bureau, and I bought some stuff from him before. He's like a sales guy there, and
yeah,
he just called me and then sent me a message. He always calls during this time. His name's Matthew. He was on The Voice.
Oh.
Yeah. A couple years ago, he's on The Voice. He's a singer. He's working on his first album, and he works at this gold bureau in Austin. So, yeah.
Tell him you bought a Jeep.
Just bought a Jeep. Don't have disposable income at this time. Yeah. He's trying to sell me on some more. I mean, it's an investment, but can't buy everything. I ain't a richy rich like Marcy.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. So rich. You have 5 cars.
I'm selling one.
Okay.
And 2 others. They're all paid off. I'm not making any payments on them.
They weren't free.
Well,
that's why she called you a richy rich.
So one Buick I've had for 10 years. I've had it literally for 10 years. The other Buick I bought last year. The Buick I'm selling I've had for 4 years. The Honda I've had for 4 years. Almost 4 years. So... yeah, 4 years. And then we just got this Jeep. So.
I'm super excited about something.
Tell us.
Remember how my Instagram got shut down?
Oh, is it back?
It's not back. I gave up on that.
Oh.
But I had been putting off restarting all over because it just sounds like a pain in the butt. Uh-huh. And I couldn't think of a new name that I wanted, like, for my handle.
Because your name was taken. Right.
Well, it wasn't taken, but it was still in their system as like being disabled.
Uh-huh.
So to them it was taken. So anyways, I finally went on like last week sometime and I was going to go try out some new names to see what was available. And my name was available. They finally released it.
Which one?
So my On Air with Marcy.
Oh, really? So, the original?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I waited long enough that they gave up on my account. And put the name back out there. So I got it. And so I did. I snagged it. And so I've been repopulating with posts that we put on our other page and like, you know, old personal pictures and posts. So they're completely out of order. But I just like, you know, trying to put 3 years worth of stuff back up.
So annoying, right?
So annoying, but I'm just like so glad. This is like the best case scenario. If I couldn't get it back, like get my original back, at least I have my original name back. So I'm private until I can get enough posts up, and then I'll be public and try to
add people. How about you add me? Add me.
I will. I haven't added anybody yet, and I'm not following anybody because I'm still putting my pictures back up.
Speaking of Instagram, we got a notification yesterday from Miles. He posted a blog of our wedding. I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
You did send me the link. I saw the link. I haven't looked at it yet. Is it just the picture?
No, he writes a blog about it and then posts some of his favorites, I guess. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, it's not the whole.
No, it's just a blog.
No, he said he has 300 photos for us, so.
Oh, geez. Oh, man, I bet they're amazing.
Yeah. So, pretty pumped about that.
When are you supposed to get them?
I don't know. Who knows? Oh. I don't. Mm. When you get it done from your best friend, you don't nag them.
You don't rush them.
Yeah. You don't do the nagging. Hey, we went to a pool. I DJed a pool party at an apartment complex last Saturday, which was a blast. First off, it was taco bar. They had free drinks for the guests, all that kind of stuff. And I realized these are the type of parties that those DJs in Vegas do all the time. And I realize why they love doing them, because they're so much fun. And your goal is not to get people dancing because they're in the pool, but to get them singing along and having fun while in the pool. Yeah. So while we did do some line dances and stuff, because there was a ledge that had maybe a foot of water in it and people could, you know, move around. It was just a blast calling out people, you know, making jokes and playing music, getting people to put their hands in the air. But it was so much fun. I could have went all day. And Ashton came. She was out there supporting the cause.
Oh, good.
I didn't do a whole lot
fun.
Of work.
Where was it? What apartment complex?
It was at Point Bentonville. So we did their Halloween party last year. We've done more pool parties there. But this was my first pool party to DJ there. And it was a freaking blast. There was a couple hundred people there. From old to young, and it was just a ton of fun. So we got done. We went out to eat with her brother and sister, and then we came home and we're in bed by 7 on Saturday.
It was so nice.
We were in bed, let me say that again, by 7 on a Saturday.
It was
sun's
so nice.
Still out, and we're laying in bed watching TV.
We had something
that worn out, huh?
Like every night leading up to that.
Well, and we were right in the sun for like 4 hours, and the sun just drains you, especially when you're as white as we are. It steals your soul.
It steals your soul.
I like my downtime. If we've been going, I struggle.
We were in bed pretty early last night.
No, I don't blame you on
too.
A Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, we've been making salads at home. You know, I'm vegan, and most people think, oh, he eats a lot of salad. I never eat salad. Was that the first time you saw me eat salad this last week?
Yeah,
I don't eat salad that much. And for some reason, I was craving salad. So Sunday, we made a huge salad, and it was delicious. And then Brimley finished it off the next day. And so last night, I was craving salad. Ashton was craving nuggets and French fries. Complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
Strips and French fries. Funny.
So she got her once, and I made a big salad, and yeah, it was delish. So good. So been rocking.
Salads can be good. Salads are funny because you have to watch when you order one. Like, they are easily 1,000 calories after all those toppings and the dressing and all of that. They sound healthy, but you add in fixins.
Yeah, we got low calorie dressings. Most of the fixings we put on it are vegetable based. So we're like a couple rabbits yesterday eating it up. Hey, there's I have some of the most stressful things in life. Tell me if you agree. Let's see. Looking at this list, there's the top 10. Number 10, we'll start at the bottom. Worrying you have upset a friend. Is that stressful?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I worry about that.
My dad did a podcast. He does a podcast, and it's called Just a Thought. Check it out. He did one maybe this last week, and it's about worrying. And worrying, like he says, that helps nobody. Worrying doesn't change the situation. It doesn't fix it. Why do we worry so much? Any answers on that?
Nope. That's silly, though.
But worrying doesn't fix anything.
That
you'll worry yourself to death.
I know, but that doesn't make that.
So,
but there, that's not the answer to just say, what does worrying do? The answer is like, no, go keep yourself occupied.
Well, his thing was give it to God, but.
Right. And a lot of times when people worry, it's to have some type of sense of control over this situation.
Yeah, but you can only worry so long. Worrying won't fix anything. So just do something about it. Go to that friend and say, hey, but, did I upset you, you freaking loser? Nothing?
When I worry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. When I worry, I always spend time thinking about like the negative side or the worst outcome side to think it through and basically be comfortable with it. Like, okay, if this happens, then like, I just want to mentally prepare myself. Like I purposely am negative. Yeah. Because if it works out good, then perfect. No big deal. That's great. But I want to mentally prepare myself if it goes the other way. Yeah. So that's part of my worrying. So the process.
Number 9, traffic. Number 8, a disagreement with a partner. Number 7, and these are stressful things in life, most stressful. Not being able to get sleep. Forgetting something important you had to do is number 6. A job interview is number 5. Is that pretty stressful, Marcy?
I think they are.
Hang on, my child came into the room. What was the question?
Do you stress about a job interview?
Oh, yeah. If it's a job I want.
Yeah.
There have been interviews that I don't care so much about.
Running late. That can be stressful depending on what you're running late to. Like if it's a concert that's starting that you paid a bunch of money for, or a movie, or a job that you're not supposed to be late for. Yeah, that can be stressful. Family problems is number 3. Go ahead.
Never mind. No, I'm not going to say it.
Number 2, financial problems. And number 1, health problems. Yeah, those are common sense. Those are stressful. Health problems, yeah. Financial problems, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, couples who disagree on finances, according to this study, are twice as likely to divorce. So, that's good to know. we don't disagree on that, do we?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, what do you think about this? This is for the moms out there. TikTok mom goes viral for saying kids don't owe parents anything. So this lady, her TikToker Lisa Pontius, recently posted a video in which she expressed her belief that kids don't owe their parents anything. She says, it's a parent's job to provide for their kids, but even if you do a good job, they don't owe you anything in return. And the post has gone viral. So what do we think about that? Women, you tell me. Do kids owe you anything? I've been keeping a running tab for Brimley. So when she hits a certain age and she's made it, giving her that tab and be like, these are all the bad things that you owe me for.
Well, like you said, like once you hit a certain age, like parents do everything they can for their kids up to a certain point and don't expect anything in return. But like, yeah. I don't know, when you're an adult and you're helping your kid out, I feel like that's different.
Okay. Then they owe you or
oh, what?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you've got to work out a compromise. Like you, as a little kid, like, of course, but as an adult, like you can't expect your parents to still provide for you and not, you know, have to pay them back or.
I think the only thing my dad ever helped me with after I turned 18, he helped me with a car until I graduated and my insurance. And then once I got a job, that was all my responsibility. And I never asked for help with that, you know. And then I think he helped me co-sign on a loan to pay off some stuff from college. And then I paid that off pretty quick and that was it. I've never asked him again. Because I made $17,000 a year on my first job. So you can say I became rich. I became rich overnight, basically. $17,000 a year in radio? I was rolling in it. I mean, I could go out to eat at least once a month with that kind of money.
To McDonald's.
Taco Bell, but still, yeah.
Right.
No, but what about you, Marcy? What do you think about that? Do you think?
About which part? The owing parents?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I would, in general, I'd say no, kids don't owe you, but hopefully you're raising them in a way that they're going to be grateful and somehow show that gratitude as adults.
Right. Hmm.
Even if it's just simply verbalizing, like, thank you for what you did for me so that I could go to college or whatever.
Here are some, we were talking about women and the questions they don't like asked. Here are some dating deal breakers for men. So ladies, tell me what you think of this. Deal breakers for men include complaining about everything. Yeah. That's just annoying in general, both male and female. Lying and saying stuff about to you behind your back, being mean to people for no reason and being fake. Talking about exes too much to the point of comparing the two of you. Big no-no for me, this person says. Doesn't let you have time for yourself, or their entire life revolves around you to the point that they suffocate you. You both have to have your own interests. What are your interests, Ashton, besides me?
My children.
Wait a second. You have kids?
Oh, yeah, those guys.
What? The whole mindset of I'm God's gift to earth. I don't have to bring anything to the table. Everyone wants me. I got options, so I'm just going to treat you like an option, and you better be happy about it.
Ugh.
Inflexible mind or unwilling to learn new things or see other perspectives. Yeah. I'm not even going to say anything. No sense of humor, either a total lack of sense of humor or incompatible sense of humor with my own. I want to be able to laugh at the same stuff together. So Blake brought home a girl one time, and we all met her. Well, I guess this was in Springfield. So we hung out with him for the day, me and him and her. At the end of the day, I looked at him. I said, yeah, you need to move on. She's not for you. He's like, what do you mean? I go, she didn't laugh at anything I said, and I'm hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
And she didn't laugh at anything you said, and you're hilarious. I'm like, you can't be with a girl that doesn't laugh at your jokes and think you're funny. Like, what kind of life is that? Yeah. And then she married one of my other friends, and they live here in Northwest Arkansas. So, but he dodged that bullet for sure.
Oh.
I don't know why I clicked that. You know what? She probably won't even laugh at this.
Hey, Sprimley, it's time for your joke of the day. Why did the clown go to the doctor?
I don't have any idea. Why did the clown go to the doctor?
Because he was feeling a little funny.
She wouldn't laugh at that, but that's funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's
one. Is it though?
If they treat retail or service staff poorly for no reason, big red flag. If it was always their ex-partner who was the problem and never even ever themselves, red flag for me big time, this person says. Not being able to apologize and just, seeking excuses. And then finally, they spend 90% of their free time sitting on their phone, but get annoyed when you play a few hours of PlayStation to relax. Yeah, those are deal breakers for guys. Any deal breakers for you ladies?
Smoking.
Smoking. Okay. Yeah, that's just gross. What about you, Ashton?
I mean, there's a lot.
Okay. Well, I don't want to know.
Well, you clearly made the cut, so.
I got a question for you. This is another social dilemma. John writes to us and says, I want to propose to my wife of 5 years because we kind of skipped all of that. We were together for 10 years and while on vacation, just decided to get married. Right then, right there. So we did it. Is that just stupid? If I'm going to do it, how can I make it special and not corny? So this guy wants to know, should he propose as a kind gesture to his wife of 5 years? Like, hey, I know we're married, but get down on one knee. Will you marry me?
Well, I mean, people renew their vows. So I feel like that's kind of the same thing.
Okay. Marcy, what do you think about that? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
You're working on something over there. What are we working on over there?
Oh, I got three computers in front of me and a phone. Are you busy?
Are you an analyst now? Are you over there trading stocks?
She's a multitasker.
She's trading stocks. What stock should I buy right now, Marcy? What's the best stock? Hey.
Yes.
I want to get your opinion on this.
Probably let's go with GameStop. I don't know.
The items people are embarrassed to purchase in store. Are you embarrassed to purchase anything in store, either of you? Marcy, Ashton?
I don't think so.
Once upon a time, maybe.
Okay. We got condoms is number one, 29%. Emergency contraceptives is number two. Bed bug spray, head lice treatment, hemorrhoid cream, diarrhea relief.
Oh, geez.
A pregnancy test, incontinence bladder leakage products, period products, which for women, that should not be a thing at all. Maybe for a guy, might be a little embarrassed, but women are going to get a period every month, unless they're pregnant or they have had menopause or some kind of surgery. So that shouldn't be a big deal, right?
Right. Well, I think with self-checkout now too, I mean, it's a lot. If you were to be embarrassed before, you don't have to be now because no one's really looking at you when you're checking out.
It's a lot easier, right? So I'll just go in to the store and I'll buy 15, 20 boxes of condoms. Not because I need them, just because I can. And nobody even looks at me. You know? Okay.
I missed part of what you guys said because it cut out. But about buying feminine products.
Yeah.
My fear was always that I would run into someone, a dude that I knew while I was like pushing a cart with a big old box.
Who
of tampons.
Cares?
It's just not a thing I want to have to acknowledge with, like, you know, my friend from work.
You're a woman. And yeah. Once a month for a few days, you're going to get a period.
But if I see him walking around with like a box of condoms, I also don't want to know that. Like, I don't want to.
You see it? He looks at you. He winks and just walks up. No, I was saying when you couldn't hear us, Ashton mentioned, you know, with self-checkout, it's a lot easier and you don't get as embarrassed these days. And yeah. I said, that's why I just will randomly go to Walmart, buy 10 to 15 boxes of condoms. And yeah, I don't even use them. I hand them out to guess, you know, people when they're walking in when I go
at
outside.
High school proms when you are DJing.
Yeah, I just throw
request
them out
a song,
on the dance
get
floor.
A condom, yeah.
Just throw them on the dance floor. Ah, I have a condom gun, like one of those t-shirt guns or confetti
yes.
guns. It shoots out condoms everywhere. Not liable for holes in condoms. Oh, and finally, the last one is cold sore treatment, which I've had to buy a lot of. I get cold sores and that sucks, but it does embarrass me.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't care. You know, how many, most of us have that cold sore gene in us or the virus in us, but all right. Oh, you'll like this statement. Crocs, they may not be the most stylish shoes out there, but they are the most popular. According to a new number, sales of Crocs continue to skyrocket. Shares of the company are up more than 10%. Thanks to record-breaking sales. Believe it or not, sales have been up more than 93%. Translating to about $640 million. Profits are up five times from just last year, with just $319 million from $57 million. That's nuts. Do you have any Crocs?
I don't, but I think that's one of the things Walmart's getting sued over.
Oh, they're lookalike Crocs?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I will never own a pair of Crocs. I'm saying it right now. It's gross. They're gross. They may be comfortable, but they're gross. So. We've been talking a lot about weddings today. Some couples, apparently, according to this article, are opting for engagement watches over engagement rings.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that?
Nope, not a fan.
Not at all. Like, why?
Yeah.
An engagement watch?
Well, I think it's because of maybe same-sex marriages. If they prefer to not be wearing a ring, they prefer, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I can see that.
Not a fan.
Hey, our Airbnb has been going crazy lately. We had a family the other night stay, and they were a deaf family.
Oh.
Yeah, we saw them doing sign language, and then I read her profile, the mom's, and said, hey, we're a deaf family, and it talked about them. I was like, that is so cool, because Collins was over that night as well, but she didn't see him, or I would have introduced him, because they had kids her age.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah, a deaf family. So, yeah. It's really neat. Well, we have guests staying with us right now. Two guys that came. One's from Austin. The other's from somewhere else. They both flew in. for the Fish concert that happened at the Amp last night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fish with who?
I don't know. You lost me at Fish. So.
Okay. Gotcha.
Brimley was like, who are Fish? Play me a song. So I did. And within 5 seconds, she's like, turn this off. This is awful. It's not great. Not great at all. Here are some shocking misconceptions men have about women. There are a lot of things that men don't understand, but here we go. A grown A man told me that a period is actually an accumulation of all the dirty things that accumulate monthly in a woman's body, and that men are clean so they don't have periods. That guy's an idiot. My ex legitimately thought I can control the sex of the baby via a certain sexual position during conception or by eating certain foods. Actually, it's the male who determines the sex of the baby.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah. My male friends told me I don't necessarily know what blood looks like, and that when period blood gets soaked up on a pad or tampon, it's no longer visible and loses the blood color. How would they know that? My ex asked me, does it hurt when you take the pad off? I said, no, and asked why he thought it would hurt. Apparently, he thought that the pad stuck to you, and it was like taking off a big bandage. These guys are stupid. I once argued with a guy who kept saying that women aren't into porn for the porn part, but for the story, and we aren't turned on by sex or naked bodies at all. Are you turned on by naked bodies?
Not really.
No?
Mm-mm.
Are you turned on by sex?
I'm turned on by, like, white t-shirt and jeans.
In a porn?
Yeah.
What if Will walked in, he's not wearing shoes, he's wearing jeans that you like, a nice fitting white t-shirt, and he just poured water all over himself. Would that turn you on?
I don't know about that. You went a step too far.
We started watching the second revelation of Gossip Girl last night. It is dirty. Those high school kids are doing drugs. They're doing each other. Oh my gosh, so dirty.
Oh boy.
I was like, these kids need a spanking or a timeout or grounded. Yep. Ugh, couldn't handle it. A friend's boyfriend thought that it was biologically impossible for lesbians to get pregnant. Like, once they realize they're gay, their ovaries just shrivel up and quit so they can never have kids. My Lord. Women can produce breast milk on demand even if they've never been pregnant. If that were true, it would be very inconvenient, to say the least, because that's why women have to pump, because it hurts, right?
Right.
There's so many on here that I'm not even going to read that. These guys are just dumb. When I was 17, I needed to ask my dad for money to buy period products. He just said, you needed money for this reason the previous month. It's not like you have your period every month. From her dad. From her dad. Yeah. So Lara was going to get on with us today. I guess she hasn't been able to get on, but her new store, the Design Center, is open. You can go check it out. They're doing the grand opening in September, but the store is actually open. They're still waiting for some products, but you can check that out. But she is going to be, I said, what about next month? And she said, or not next month, next week, she's going to be doing the Kilimanjaro thing for the next couple of weeks. So she's actually climbing. I hope she can get on with us. She's not answering her messages, so apparently she's busy. But she's going to be doing the Kilimanjaro thing, and maybe she'll check in with us from there.
Is her line there in the Design Center? Like, I know she was working on her own line.
I haven't been in yet, so I don't know. I need to go. I actually need to go down there, but I haven't been in yet.
Yeah. Huh. That's awesome, though. She's so busy.
So busy. Her and her daughter just got back from New York. Joe was in L.A. with the church helping, and then he flew from there to Nashville to be on the Huckabee show on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all over the place. They're never home, ever.
That's amazing.
Hey, once again, if you're listening, you can download the Sam's Furniture radio app. It's on Apple and Android now, so you can download it and... they're giving away gift cards and everything for people who have it downloaded.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing different contests at different times. And if you have the app downloaded, which it's a lot like, I'll say this, it's a lot, listening to the music is very similar to Star 101.5. A Lots of 70s, lots of 80s, but there's mixed in stuff. There's country, there's Christian, there's 50s, 60s. There's newer music, but the majority is 70s and 80s.
Oh, because you're programming it.
Yeah, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Yeah, and that's what Joe wanted in the store. But it's,
well, that makes sense.
And there's no stops for commercials. There's none of that. I mean, you'll get a 10-second liner like, hey, you're listening to Sam's Furniture Radio. But that's it. And it's good stuff. The
How many downloads do you have of that app?
I don't know. How do you check that? Up, 2.5 million.
Wow, impressive.
2.5 million. I guess that's good. I don't know. It's doing all right. But yeah, they play it in the stores. And at noon every day, I added in Brim's joke of the day. So at noon, it hits and we have a bunch of her jokes in the system and she does a joke and then it goes into a song.
That's so
just to break up the monotony. It just happens. And every morning when the store opens at 10, right at 10, it plays Good Morning by Max Frost, like we start our show off with. And then it goes into Beautiful, Beautiful Day. Lovely Day, just like we do every day at 10 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock when they close, it plays Closing Time and then NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, cool.
Every day. So I tell their employees, you'll know when the store opens and you'll know when you're supposed to close. Not that they kick everybody out at 7, but it's 7 o'clock when those things play. Because they play whatever's playing, just like in regular radio, it fades it out and hits that element and goes into that.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty neat. Pretty neat.
Nice job.
Neat thing. But it took forever. It took like a week to get the Android app. It took 2.5 months to get the Apple app, which it's the same design. It just takes so much longer. You have to get approved. You have to do this. You have to do that. You learn a lot when you kick off your own internet radio station, including...
I'm sure.
If you want to be a... Like, if we did an internet radio station... And we wanted to sell advertising, then we would be a commercial web station. And to get a license for playing music, it goes from when you're non-commercial station, it's $500 a year. When you go to a commercial station, it's $20,000, Marcy. $20,000.
Wow, that's pocket change to you.
What? No. So there's the Sam's Furniture is non-commercial, so it's only $500 a year, as opposed to $20,000.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense.
Does it, though?
I mean, sort of.
Hey, I got a list of America's best employers for women. If you're wondering who to get a job with, Duke University Health Systems, Fidelity, Intuit, Sunny Stone Brook University, BNSF Railway, UCLA Health, Freeman, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Massachusetts, not of any other place, Sephora, there you go, and Booz Allen Hamilton. I've never heard of it. So, hey, let's get to some dirty real fast.
Okay.
I read a meme yesterday that said, unless you're Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, do not get back with your ex. Don't go back to him unless you're J-Lo. It was a joke.
Yeah, okay.
All right, what do you got?
Oh, I'm doing this. Okay.
This is your thing.
Well, I know. Speaking of J-Lo, so I guess they went Instagram official.
They did by a makeout picture. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're getting thoughts from the exes. Jennifer Garner and Mark Anthony.
Why?
And not that anybody's seeking their approval, but just like curious, how does everyone feel about this, including the parents? Yeah. Because they're always going to be involved. And they're like, hey, if you're happy, we're happy. Let's co-parent civilly, and that's all that matters to anybody. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, those two relationships are ancient history, really. So they shouldn't care at this point. I don't remember if I talked about this last week, so I'm going to mention it again. Did we say about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton possibly having a baby together?
Yes, through surrogacy.
Yes, or just some other method. But yeah, that's a possibility. And I haven't heard anything shoot down that rumor yet. So I'm excited. I'm hoping it's going to happen.
Well, because she has, what, 2 or 3 kids, and he has never had a kid. So that's probably why.
Right. And so she's got 3 sons, and he's loving it, obviously, that Oklahoma side of him. You know, he gets to have all kinds of fun with those boys, but they are probably all middle school and older by now. So I think he wants to have a child of his own and one with Gwen. So, yeah. Kate Beckinsale talking about how she has not seen her daughter in over 2 years. And I thought that was going to be drama, but it turns out it's just the pandemic, which, by the way, I'm hearing about a lot of lawsuits with the school systems. Do you know Brim's going to be wearing her mask to school yet?
Have you heard anything? I don't know. Her mom hasn't said anything, and she would know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I haven't heard.
I have an inside source that's saying that this new variant is attacking the children big time.
Yep.
So, you might want to watch that.
Well, I know some kids that have had it that are young.
Okay.
Yeah, the new variant. I mean, their symptoms weren't bad or anything, but they still were infected, yes.
Okay. So some Britney Spears updated news for you with this whole conservatorship thing. So she was able to hire her own attorney, which is one of the things she wanted. She's got a new guy, and he has been able to move up the hearing from December to, I think, September to try to remove Jamie as the conservator.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's some sort of feud going on between Britney and her sister, Jamie, which Jamie came out in support of her, and now it sounds like Britney's saying, too little, too late. Like, where have you been this whole time? That's the vibe I'm getting from her. And we have seen her driving for the first time in a long time, one of the other things she wasn't able to do before. So lots of big things happening for Britney. Her longtime agent and her best friend, Cade Hudson, has also spoken. And he's like, I've been quiet for over 12 years on this, and enough is enough. And he went on a big rant, basically bringing down her dad and saying that he's all in support of freeing Britney.
Huh,
so
nice.
That's good. You know, I love that. Let's see. I know we talked about Space Jam last time. Did you go see it yet?
Yes, we watched it the night of. It was awful. We talked about it last week.
Oh, really?
No, we talked about it last week.
But, oh, you did. Yes, you did talk about it. Okay. I was thinking you hadn't seen it yet when we talked. Okay. The new promo is out for The Voice featuring Ariana Grande. You and I don't watch The Voice anyways.
No.
But I don't love her being on it.
At all.
So I'm going to definitely not watch it now. And are you keeping up with The Bachelorette, the Men Tell All that happened this week?
I saw that, not at all.
Yeah, me either, but for those of you who are interested, it's down to Greg, Blake, and Justin.
Okay. I don't know any of those people, so.
I don't know. They sound like stand-up men, though, I can tell. just from the names. Just from the names. I've got a poor little child over here looking at me, rolling his eyes, because he wants me to entertain him.
Tell your kid to get a life, all right?
Oh,
mom's busy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. Pat him on the head. Is he wagging his tail?
He's not. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
And then I'll end with this, even though we probably have some other things I'm completely missing. But if you are a TikToker, it takes nothing to go viral, I feel like. And this teen was eating a bag of Doritos and found what she's calling a puffy Dorito. Like, did not look like the others. Put it on TikTok and, you know, jokingly said, is this valuable or should I just eat it? Well, everybody said, you need to go sell it. So she put it on eBay, started the auction price at 99 cents. The bidding got up to $77,000.
What?
They eventually pulled it due to unsubstantiated bids, but Doritos stepped in and offered her $15,000 as a celebration of her entrepreneurship and
what
ingenuity.
Did it look like?
Let me pull up the video, but she's calling it a puffy Dorito.
All right,
so I'm picturing a 3D. It looks, okay, I'm looking at it. It looks just like a 3D Dorito.
But it wasn't supposed to be.
No, it was in a regular bag.
Oh, I see it. I've had one of those before.
That's so, it's,
I didn't know
Dorito.
I could make $15,000. That's dumb.
Well, next time you find something stupid, put it on TikTok and ask if you should put it, you know, eBay it. so dumb.
This is a big poop. Should I pull it out of the toilet and sell it?
Right?
So dumb.
Extra brown.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's all I got. I gotta wrap up soon and get out of here. I've got my son to entertain, and I have a big weekend to tell you about.
Well,
want to hear about it?
Well, let's. Well, first off, I know mm-hmm. you're going out of town or doing something because I asked your husband what your plans were Friday night because we were going to invite you to go to see my friend Benjamin Del Shreve in concert.
Oh.
But he said you were busy.
I am.
So tell us, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm leaving Brighton early in the morning with 5 other women and we're going to Nashville.
What?
Yeah.
What for?
One of them is turning 40. So oh. Yeah, I haven't been to Nashville since I was a child.
Right.
So I'm super excited. I want to go to the Ryman Auditorium, maybe the Grand Ole Opry. We're going to do Shenana Goats, which is yoga with goats.
Oh, so they stand on your back and stuff, right?
Exactly. That'd yeah.
Are you excited about that? Do you even do yoga?
I don't like yoga as a workout, but I'm the one that found it and booked it.
Oh, wow.
So I'm all excited about doing that. And now that I have an Instagram account, I can share these things. So yay for that. And I don't know. We have a bunch of nice places or cool places to go check out and eat at. I'm really excited because I was a big fan of Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari when they had their reality show, and her store, Uncommon James, is there. So I'm going to go check that out. Reese Witherspoon has a place there, I guess, a store. And we're going to just be enjoying the sun, some drinks, and kid-free time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
I just got a message. Plumber is here. I'm guessing you look at sprinkler.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on, so I need to go figure this out.
Well, there you go. Good
timing. I think that's it. I don't have any big plans this weekend, so.
Enjoy that.
Yep. Everybody have a good one, huh?
Are you working?
Nope. I don't have any.
Wow. I'm liking this married bra. He's free more.
Oh, it looks like the plumber wants somebody for... No, so I don't have anything this week. I got something next week on Saturday, and then I head out to Austin on Sunday the 8th for a week.
Oh, cool. So, right on.
That's what I'm doing. Everybody follow along on social at Brock and Marcy, and then follow Marcy on air with Marcy as well, and at The Brock Short for me. So everybody have a good one. Marcy, go take care of that kid, and maybe the next time I see you, I'll own a water slide, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I doubt it.
Sounds good.
Well, kids, that's our show for today.
I must be going.
So long, farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, saying goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.